Welcome this morning to Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We're not talking about a book this morning. We're talking about books, plural. Black Bears and Blueberries Publishing. Tom and Elizabeth Peacock are the brains behind this new venture. They were at UMD, of course, for many years, and in retirement apparently decided they needed to do more work. Tom Peacock joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
I'm always amazed or surprised a little bit, I guess, at people that feel like they want to jump back into an ambitious venture when they retire. Apparently, sitting back with your feet up is not necessarily a part of what you wanted to do after the two of you retired.
Apparently not. We have a need always to keep busy, and this is certainly doing that.
Well,
it's needed.
Tell us about that need. What's the genesis of this idea for this new publishing company?
Well, for the most part, if you go into schools or go into bookstores, you'll see a very small kinds of varieties of native books for children. And so we saw a need for that. And we also saw a need for native writers to have an outlet for publishing. Getting into the publishing work is difficult as a writer, and I know that as a writer. And then also any Native people who might be interested in doing illustrations and that kind of thing. So we're hoping that it's a very small kind of niche, and we're just hoping to kind of get into that. So that's what we did.
So what you've got the publishing company up, and you're taking just a few clients at a time. How are you going to find the native authors, the unpublished children's books, perhaps, that are languishing, the illustrators, the wannabe illustrators out there? What's the next step?
Well, we've been able to tap into social media using the kinds of things that the Facebook and Twitter and other kinds of things like that, and then regionally and nationally, there are all kinds of native listservs, and so we've kind of tapped into that. We've asked people to bounce, information about our sort of requests for writers and illustrators, and so it's been able to be bounced all over the place, who knows where, and as a result, we got quite a few inquiries from both writers and illustrators.
I'm thinking about native kids' books in particular, because kids' books, even if you don't consider yourself a reader, most parents recognize the importance of books, and they want to get books in the hands of their kids. Do you see your role as to search out these manuscripts that exist that haven't been published, or to take it a step further, in a sense, and encourage Native people to write the books to begin with?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. We, we're both teacher educators, and we see the need for, the need for young people to read. I mean, the reading level, if you look at any kind of research that's been done out there on learning and future success, one of the biggest gauges, of course, is that ability to read and to write. And so, that's one area we can focus on reading. And then, of course, as I mentioned, there are very, very few outlets for Native writers out there, especially in book publishing, to break into that. So it kind of meets both of that. And then from a personal kind of perspective for both, for both Betsy and I, we had a need to still be engaged. We still are useful. We may have retired, but we have the ability to do something like this, and we have this kind of background, so why not? So we formed a nonprofit, and that's what we're doing.
This sounds just like win-win-win in every imaginable direction. And we'll get a link set up, so if folks know of budding readers or authors or illustrators, they can get in touch. Because, it sounds like more than just a publishing company. It's kind of an opportunity for writers to find the kinds of encouragement that perhaps they couldn't find in other places.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're hoping to, you know, tap into very much an unmet need. And hopefully our first set of books will get out by next spring.
Well, that is exciting. I hope that we have the opportunity to talk with you about those again. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Tom Peacock joined us as our guest this morning. He and his wife, Betsy, have formed Black Bears and Blueberries Publishing, a small native-owned nonprofit company to publish children's fiction and nonfiction paperback books and e-books.